Hi, California Ag Industry. This is Sean Haynes here with the Ag Center. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays on KMJ's Ag Hour at 5 a.m. for California's weekly commodity and market price updates. You can also visit theagcenter.com for more information and detail on these reports. Thanks.
Hi, everyone. This is Kylie from the Ag Center News, and today we are out here in Clovis, California at Sweet Thistle Farms, a family-run flower and pumpkin patch that is beloved to our Clovis community, as well as our Central Valley. And I'm here today with Sarah, who runs this farm alongside her husband. They've been running this farm since 2019. So, Sarah, can you tell us a little bit about how Sweet Thistle started with you and your husband?
Yeah, we got married in 2019 and started Sweet Thistle that same year. I like to say that I was the sweet one and he's the thistle, but we started because I was a little bit bored and wanted to go sell flowers at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
And so that's how Sweet Thistle started. And then we added the pumpkin patch fairly quickly and haven't looked back.
Okay, so let's talk about the star of this pumpkin patch, obviously the pumpkins. So do you have any different varieties, things that kids like more, certain pumpkins that stand out?
Our star is gonna be a carving pumpkin, and I know that's kind of boring, but my heart is in the decorative pumpkins.
Yeah.
We have the bumpy, lumpy. We're also known for our white polar bear, which are a large white mid to giant pumpkin that grow really well in our clay soils here.
Wow.
So we have a little bit of everything from a pink porcelain doll to the fairy tales, everything that your front porch needs.
Perfect for decoration or for the kids that want to carve the pumpkins, yeah. Which is awesome.
So on a Saturday or Sunday in October, you can come out to the farm. You have access to our animals. So you can feed chickens, you can check out the goats, baby goats to mother goats that are pregnant.
Wow.
We have livestock guardian dogs here. So we're not animal friendly due to that, but you get to pet big, beautiful dogs.
Yeah.
And then we have activities for kids like the corn pit, a hay maze. We have vintage tractors that the kids can go on and a farm wagon and a hayride. New this year, Kylie, is our basketball, our giant basketball pumpkin, our farmhouse, and we added two new farm trains. We added a goat and a dog.
So more kids can jump on that train. I love it. Sounds amazing. So we know that you guys host some workshops and some fun events here at Sweet Thistle. Is there anything that the audience should look for, whether it's this month or in future endeavors and other months?
Yeah, so Kylie, we do succulent pumpkins every October. That's a really popular workshop that we do. And we're done for 2025, but it happens every October.
Mm-hmm.
And then in December, we do Christmas wreath workshops where you come out and make a big, huge Christmas wreath for your front door. And then Rocky Oaks Goat Creamery does kid days in the spring, typically in March, where you can come out and meet kids, but AKA baby goats.
Wow, you got a lot of attractions here at Sweet Thistle Farms. You've got everything from chickens, goats, flowers, all these amazing pumpkins. You got a corn pit, basketball, a little tractor ride, basically anything under the sun when you think of fall. So don't forget, come to the countryside, get out of the city, and check out Sweet Thistle Farms this fall. If you need any other information, go check out their Instagram page as well. They'll update you with any workshops or any local events coming up as well here. Thank you, Sarah, again for doing this segment with us today with the Ag Center News, and check out Sweet Thistle Farms this year.
This segment is sponsored by Centered Marketing Group. Your work speaks for itself. Your website should too. Centered Marketing Group is building professional, high-quality websites starting at $500 down. Get yours started at centeredmarketing.com.